You're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam, joined by senior forward Becky Litchin of Colorado College. And Becky, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Becky, you enter your senior season coming off a junior year in which the team posted an 11-15 record, 8-8 in conference play. Just talk about what the Tigers learned over the course of last season and we'll take forward with them into your senior year.
I think we're a much more mature team this year. We have a ton of returners, and most of them are upperclassmen. Our record obviously didn't turn out the way we'd like it to last year. We got off to a really slow start, so I think this year we're just looking to start off a lot stronger and then be able to carry that through the SCAC and make it to the tournament again and have a run in the tournament.
Now, as I mentioned, entering your senior year, Becky, do you feel any sense of urgency knowing this is your last go-around, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a senior leader on this basketball team?
Yeah, there is a sense of urgency in the because it's my last season, obviously, and so this is my last shot at it. And so as a senior, I'm one of three, and I think the three of us have done a really good job of coming together and pushing the team and having high expectations. We've all been there before, so we know what we have to do and we know what we need to get done. And so I think it's just been really great being a senior and being in this position and having two other seniors who are really pushing the team forward in the right direction.
Well, you mentioned that you're one of three seniors on this team. Talk a little about this senior class. It's kind of a special group. Obviously, your first year on campus was Coach Dorn's first year as well, and you guys have kind of grown up together, and I'm sure there's sort of been a special connection between the three seniors and Coach Dorn.
Yeah, definitely. This is the first year, I think, that we've even had this many seniors, so that's always a benefit. And, I still remember the first day that all of us came in and we met Coach and we met each other, and just the growth we've had together, you know, on and off the court has been great. We all bring something different to the table, and we work really well together as leaders. And so it's been really fun having them, and I think it's going to be a good season with them.
Last season as a junior, Becky, named first team all SCAC. You averaged 17.3 points, 8.7 rebounds per contest. Talk about what you've done individually through the course of the offseason, through summer, in preseason camp to get yourself better as a basketball player individually.
This preseason, we all came in and we worked really hard. We worked on conditioning. We had individual workouts. And personally, I've been working just to improve every little facet that I can. I've been working on my shot, my inside moves, my outside shot, ball handling, just all the little things, working to improve each area that I can. And then as a team, we've been working really hard. We've been shooting 1,000 shots every week, which I think is already paying off. Our whole team is shooting a lot better. So we've really been focusing on the little things and just making sure that we have all the skills we need to do well in the game.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam, joined by senior forward Becky Litchin of Colorado College. And Becky, last season, you guys were perfect at home in terms of defending your home floor in SCAC play, but won just one road SCAC contest. Talk about the importance of not only defending your home court, but moving forward to this year, trying to go out and steal a couple more road victories than you did a year ago.
Right. We plan on carrying on that winning streak at home. Obviously, we proved we can play well at home, and I think we're going to continue that this year. So I think the critical aspect, like you said, is going to be playing well on the road. And I think a big part of that is going to come with maturity and the fact that we have so many juniors and seniors. And road games are, it's just about focus, because you can't let referees or fans or, you know, different rims get to you. You really just have to maintain your focus and do what you do well. Everyone on our team's aware that we didn't do well on the road last year, and so I think that's going to be a big focus and a big goal for us to accomplish this year that will have a lot to do with our success as a team.
You've had such an outstanding career at Colorado College, Becky, and obviously still so much more to be played out with your senior year, but heading into this year, you have the opportunity to be the first and only player in Colorado College history to end your career in the top 10. In a number of scoring categories, include scoring, rebounding, assists, steals, and blocks. Talk about what that honor would mean to you, and also how that speaks to really just the hard work you've put in over your 4 years there at Colorado College.
Yeah, I mean, it would mean a lot because there's so many great players who have come through here. But it's not really something that's in my mind when I'm playing. You know, every game I go out and then I play hard, I do the best I can, and, you know, the stats will kind of fall where they fall. So it's cool to think about it, but it's not something that is constantly in my mind.
A good free throw shooting team a year ago, Becky, you guys as a team shot 74.8%, second best in the SCAC. Talk about the importance of being a good free throw shooting team and continuing that trend as you move forward to your senior year.
Yeah, I think we won a lot of games on the line last year. So, you know, free throws win games. And our ability to get to the line helps us to win games as well. We've always been a good free throw shooting team, and I think we'll continue to be one. We have a bunch of good shooters, and I think that plays into it. And also just, like, the mentality of finishing out games. You have to finish your layups, you have to finish your free throws, you have to do the little things, and so I think that's a huge part of it.
Struggled some last year in terms of protecting the basketball. You guys, I think, average a negative 4-ish around in the turnover margin per game. How much will this veteran leadership and all these experienced players coming back this year help improve that number going forward?
Like you said, having experienced players is definitely helpful. We have a team of ball handlers across the board, from our guards to our forwards. So I think that's very helpful as well. And mainly it's just the focus and the pride to take care of the basketball every single possession, because each possession is important. So I think we're definitely going to do a lot better in that aspect of the game this year.
You know, the SCAC, Becky, obviously is an extremely competitive league when it comes to women's basketball. And this season there seems to be a sense that the league is much more open than it has been in the past in terms of coaches and teams really feeling like they have the opportunity to be to compete and be one of the teams there at the end trying to compete for that SCAC title. With that all being said, as competitive this league is, what's the biggest challenge you face as a student athlete trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule?
It's a rough schedule, and playing on the road is always rough, just because every single opponent is going to be a tough game no matter what, which is, I think, what makes the SCAC so great. As a student athlete, you know, you're balancing school and basketball and any other extracurriculars that you have. So that makes it rough, but I think just the focus that our team has and our ability to manage time and have priorities is really helpful. People usually aren't too stressed out on the road. Like you also said, the SCAC has really opened up this year, and so I think everyone sees the opportunity that there is, and we have big goals in mind.
Oh, well, you mentioned those goals. Finally, Becky, just talk about the goals that this Colorado College Tigers basketball team has heading into the 2011-12 season.
Last year we finished SCAC 8-8, which was all right, but not nearly good enough. So we hope to have a much better record in league, maintain our home winning streak, and then also pick up those road wins that are so essential into having a successful postseason. So that's definitely on our mind. Making it to the postseason tournament is essential, and then, you know, making a run in the tournament. Those are all of our goals.
A native of Lake Oswego, Oregon, senior forward Becky Litchin of Colorado College. Becky, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you continue to move forward throughout your senior year.
Thank you.